VWA Mobile.
VW Mobile.
Get out of the house. You're supposed to have your nose to the grindstone on some stuff there, bud.
Today. Tell Phil next time you see him it felt good. Now I gotta go. Now the grindstone part comes in. I gotta haul more chairs to the upholstery guy, a comforter and some shirts to the dry cleaners, and Goodwill stuff to Goodwill. So I'm just now putting my nose to the grindstone after I had a good time committing this morning.
So you got that one heavy research project completed?
2 weeks. Yeah, I stuck my toe in the water this morning. It's a small commitment, and once that commitment starts to grow, then I'll feed it. But it's got to grow first before I feed it.
Well, there you go. Sounds like a winner. Well, hey, I am seeing Saturday as a clear day.
I'm away. I'm seeing right now it's a pretty blue sky out there, but I got things I got to do. It would be nice to be out there right this minute, and I won't see any wind blowing, and I see all clear sky, not a cloud in the sky, and the sun's coming up.
Yeah, don't you? I'm down here on Pelham Road. I got to do a little bit of banking myself, shuffling around, and then I got to run over to Clemson, of all places. It seems that since I am now a bona fide senior citizen, I can get a permanent one-time, all-round, all-mode hunting license for $9. But the only way I can do it is to go to a South Carolina DNR office, and the entire upstate has one office, and that's in Clemson.
What? I didn't catch what it was. It was all-mode. What is that?
It covers all modes of hunting, including big game, small game, and it covers freshwater fishing, saltwater fishing, and even covers you for hitting oyster beds and all that good stuff. So it's a one-time cover everything final license.
Wilson was into that game warden stuff. He knew all about that. And I think he's still around. I think last time I talked to him was a few years ago, but he was still into it. You remember Brian Wilson, his father, Ken Wilson? K4DTK or something like that, call sign? They're both ham radio operators, by the way.
Isn't Ken... Wait a minute. Is Ken the guy that lives over there on Bridgeport in Wellington Green?
No, he's lived over there behind Eastside High School since we were in high school. He lives like where the bus parking lot was, straight across that street that is parallel to the bus parking lot, is a road. There's several roads that peel off of there. He lived on like the second or third road there.
Talking about? Yeah. Now, was he in your class or one class ahead of you?
Dwayne, his younger brother, was in the class like probably Scott was in, and his older sister, what was her name? Can't remember what her name was off the top of my head, but she was like closer to your class.
I knew I remembered that name. Yep. All right. Well, a regular just big game hunting license is... big game license that covers freshwater fishing is like $55, I think it is, $55 or $60. And it does not cover saltwater or any other activities. So if I can go over there and pay $9 one time and it'll cover me for the rest of my days, then yeah, it's worth the effort to go over to Clemson, I guess.
Repeater, talk to Alex while you're over there. See what he's up to.
At Glassy Mountain Pickens, or is that Which repeater is that?
That's the Clemson repeater. They have one on campus, a repeater on campus. His call is K4BAN, Alex.
You think he'd be monitoring?
Not it. He probably has a radio in there where he works. He works for the university, I think. He works on site. I'm pretty sure he does, like, computing over there for Clemson.
From our class at Eastside, you know, a lot of them have gotten into some fairly strategic roles around the country.
Maybe your class did. Not many in my class that did.
Wow, okay. Well, there was one guy in the class right behind me. I'll go ahead and give you his name. His name was Steve Beckham. Do you remember him?
And you're kind of scratchy where you are.
Pelham Road, Steve Beckham.
Failure, but what'd he go into?
He may have retired by now, or in the process of retiring, but was pretty much the chief guy that did all the lobbying for the University of South Carolina in D.C.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good, I think. has he been successful at all?
Probably a few $100 million in grants and other things, and I think he's been pretty successful. And he's a high-dollar boy up there. So he's been doing that for about the last 25 years, and so apparently he's successful at it.
W4DJW, good to hear it. Well, I'm over here at the upholstery guy, so I got to run in. Then I'll be back out and head up to the dry cleaners. So maybe you'll still be there. K4VWA, W4DJW, clear for the moment.
Well, hey, where's your upholstery guy?
On White Hampton, right across from the family store, the Una Super Center. There's nothing near where. It's between that road I was on the other day I was telling you about, that I had to make a detour to go get on that road, and Rutherfordton. It's like toward Greenville from Target. If you're going toward Greenville, it would be on the right after you go over that hill past Target.
Well, I should not be in the bank over here on Pelham for more than about 30 minutes. I was going to say, if you wanted to, maybe we could grab a bite of lunch.
I got a bunch of places I got to go. We'll see where we are when I get to the end of my list, see where you are, see what time it is.
K and 4 MWA, clear.
W4DJW, clear.